representing his dominance, our imperious leader.
There you go, there you go. Who's shutting off the mic here? It must be the conservative co-host ears and the daily noise, I think. Diggs must be killing my mic. But anyway, welcome to Subject to Discussion. I'm Sean O'Mac, Sean Daly. Call me anything you want, just don't call me late for dinner. And welcome. That's the old opening music from WWE when it was a WWF Raw. And once again, I want to thank them for permission for playing their music on the show. I appreciate it. And as I am a shareholder in the company, so I'm actually an owner, so I shouldn't have to ask their permission for anything. But, you know, I want to avoid any entanglements with the lawyers. And once again, welcome. And also, later in the show, I'll have an input. I'll be doing the Colonial Confidential Battlestar Galactica update myself, as K-Nick Rules is teaching a class commander of the new Battlestar. It's going to be making its appearance in the final episode of the first half of the second season. So anyway, and I see Blade Runner's in the chat room. He's from the UK, so I appreciate him making the effort to listen to the show tonight. So hopefully he won't be let down by KR not being here. But anyway, and actually, I did put a message up on the LV Rocks message board that I'm switching jobs in July. And there was some questions that, what my hours are going to be, anything. But anyway, I got my shift all figured out and everything. So anyway, I'll still be off. I'll be off Tuesdays and Wednesdays now. So I'll still be able to do the show. However, that's going to, my shift on, the only show that will affect will be Tap Out, because, my shift's going to go from, 12 to 8 on Sundays. So that's going to, Tap Out starts at 8. So I may have to, either, leave Tap Out or start my own wrestling show. Anyway, we'll see what happens. I could do a wrestling update on this show. What the hell not? I already do Galactica and current events. Might as well throw wrestling in with it, too. So anyway, start going through the news just a little bit before I bring on for Dilby calls in. And Little Buck is in there. Hello. And who else? There's a guest in the chat. I wonder who that is. And City. It must be Sioux City, New Mexico, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, today's news, according to the Associated Press, we had a hospital in the Capitol. What else? And also, an American soldier was killed when a roadside bomb hit his convoy in southern Baghdad, the military said. Adding that two other soldiers assigned to a Marine unit died in a similar attack on Monday in Ramadi, 60 miles west of Baghdad. So, I mean, they're, dropping like flies in Baghdad again. Something's got to be done over there. I don't know what. You just get the UN to go over and take control, or we're there now. I mean, once you broke the toy, we got to be there until we fix it now. So something's got to be done. And what else we had? Massive debt write-off said to be a boon for 18 developing countries. And this is from the One World U.S. on Monday. Washington, D.C., this is anti-debt campaigners welcomed a weekend breakthrough under which international financial institutions' claims against some of the world's poorest countries would be canceled. But they urged further action to forgive third world debt. Forgive third world debt, ensure money saved in the process benefits the poor. The G8, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Russia, and the United States. First of all, what's Russia doing in that group? Because they're as worse off as most of those countries in the third world anyway. So is the United States. We're in debt up to our ears. Said Saturday they would write off $40 billion worth of outstanding claims held against 18 heavily indebted poor countries by the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and the African Development Bank. Countries, they stand to save a collective $1.5 billion annually in debt and interest payments. The countries that are going to benefit from this are Bolivia, Burkina Faso, where the hell is that at? Ethiopia, Ghana, and Guyana, remember that from John Jones, whatever his name was, Honduras, Madagascar, Mozambique, Nicaragua, Rwanda, Senegal, Uganda, Zambia, pretty much all those countries over there. And they've had to satisfy unilateral creditors that they are pursuing market-friendly policies and budgets aimed at reviving economic growth and stabilizing government finances. So we can't keep writing off all these debts, because who's going to end up on the hook for paying these debts? Probably the American taxpayer for most of it. And Bush appeals to senators on CAFTA. This is from today. President Bush appealed anew to lawmakers to support a Central American trade agreement as Congress moved a step closer Wednesday to what could be the toughest vote on a trade deal in years. The president's White House meeting with senators from both parties followed discussions last week with normally pro-free trade House Democrats who are resisting passage of CAFTA, It'd be an agreement with Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and the Dominican Republic. CAFTA would eliminate tariffs and other other trade barriers on U.S. exports to the region. But the administration is struggling to come up with the votes in the House, where Democrats assert that the bill fails to protect workers' rights, and Republicans linked to certain affected industries, especially sugar, are teamed up against it. So we'll see what happened. NAFTA, of course, that went through under Clinton's watch, and it was the bill was created during Bush's watch, Bush 41. So we'll see what happens where that goes. The trade rep, Carlos Gutierrez, they're pushing what he called a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to spread freedom and democracy in a region we know is very fragile. So, Congress and the public. I haven't seen anything about that in weeks. And this is from this guy from just the other day, was in the news. Ex-White House official to join fuel company. A former White House official and one-time oil industry lobbyist whose editing of government records on climate change prompted criticism from environmentalists will join ExxonMobil, the oil company said on Tuesday. The White House announced over the weekend that Philip Cooney, was he one of Fawad Ali? And Chief of Philip Cooney, Chief of Staff of its Council on Environmental Quality, has resigned, calling a long-planned departure. He had been the head of the climate program at the American Petroleum Institute. Cooney will join ExxonMobil in the fall, company spokesman said. He declined to describe Cooney's job. Well, that's convenient, isn't it? They go from editing out the report about global warming, and now he's going to join ExxonMobil. So, there's nothing, no connection whatsoever in that. And House GOP defends delay and rejects NASA cut. House Republicans beat back a Democratic challenge Tuesday to time delay, defeating an effort to cut $200 million from NASA's Moon Mars initiative and spend the money instead to aid local police. By a 230-196 vote, the House rejected an amendment by David Obey, a Democrat of Wisconsin, to transfer $200 million from the space agency to two Clinton-era grant programs that President Bush wants to phase out. The Justice Department programs are favorites of the lawmakers because they provide help for local initiatives to combat methamphetamines, fund anti-gang programs, and provide new equipment to hometown police departments. This is ridiculous. They should keep that thing going because we need more cops, community policing on the streets. Who cares about the men on the Mars, men on the moon, or all this stuff? Put the money out into the communities where it belongs. We need cops walking the sidewalks in the neighborhoods. Securing these neighborhoods. This is nuts. I mean, wait till some of the budget cuts are, lower the debt and everything. Then we can start spending money on going to Mars and going to the moon again. What else? Vote on flag desecration. Maybe cliffhanger. The Senate may be within one or two votes of passing a constitutional amendment to ban desecration of the U.S. flag, clearing the way for ratification by the states. A key opponent of the measure said on Tuesday. It's scary close, said Terry Schroeder of the ACLU, who opposes the amendment. He thinks it's something that's never going to happen. It really is. We're very close to losing this battle. Congress regularly has debated the issue since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned a Texas flag desecration law in 1989 and its own Flag Protection Act the next year. But until now, it has failed to muster the two-thirds vote needed in both the House of Representatives and the Senate before states try to ratify the measure. They brought that up over and over and over again about making a constitutional amendment to ban flag burning. So I don't know. I'm kind of I can see both sides of this. That it's the flag, United States, we're crying out loud, we shouldn't be burning it. And then you can see the freedom of speech thing. So I really don't know where I'm at. It's like I'm torn between, especially since Friday was Flag Day. It's like, oh man, do we want to see people burn that thing? But we'll see. Same thing with, there's not supposed to be gold around it. I see a lot of flags with gold, whatever those things are around it. That's not supposed to be happening. You're not supposed to attach or sew anything onto the flag. It's supposed to be just the red, white, and blue and the stripes. None of that gold leaf on there. What else? And Senate confirms Griffith for the appeals court. The Senate on Tuesday confirmed one of its former lawyers, Thomas B. Griffith, to sit on the U.S. Appeals Court. He's the sixth judge that has elevated to the federal. President Bush placed atop his second-term agenda. Under current law, the retirement age for full Social Security benefits is 65 and a half, and is scheduled to reach 67 for those born in 1960 or later. Oh, there you go. The possible increase to 69 over two decades or more was among the suggestions that Iowa Senator Charles Grassley suggested. Well, I mean, there's a hole in the Social Security Trust Fund, so maybe raising our life expectancies have gone up 30 years since Social Security started. So, I mean, you know, something's good. And you got to raise, you do that, you have to raise the salary cap on people paying Social Security tax. Right now, it's capped at $90,000. Anybody who makes up to $90,000 has to pay Social Security. Anybody over $90,000 doesn't have to pay Social Security. So they should raise all that, too. And if you're receiving a check from any job that you're doing, you got to pay, you know, I think you should pay Social Security tax. So, and what else? We had Chavo. The Chavo autopsy shows massive brain damage. The autopsy released Wednesday. Of course, people are going to say that, you know, the husband, you know, bribed the doctors and all that, I'm sure. It said Wednesday that Terry Chavo backed the autopsy backed her husband's contention that she was in a persistent vegetative state, finding she was severely and irreversibly brain damaged and blind as well. It also found no evidence that she was strangled or otherwise abused before she collapsed. Yet the medical examiners cannot say for certain what caused her sudden 1990 collapse, long thought to have been brought on by an eating disorder. The findings vindicated Michael Schiavo in his long and vitriolic battle with his in-laws, who insisted her condition was not hopeless and suggested that her daughter was a victim of violence by her son-in-law. So, I mean, that should settle right there, but it never will. So, anyway, we have our guest, Dilby, joining us on the line. Dilby, you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here. I can barely hear you, but
oh.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit better.
There you go. So, anyway, welcome to the program. This is Dilby at Dilby.com, correct?
Yeah.
And I appreciate you coming on at the last minute. So we had a little guest snafu there, so I appreciate you agreeing to come on at the last minute there. Hello? You there?
Yeah, I still can barely hear you.
Oh.
I can barely hear you, but I'm listening close.
Oh, okay. I say I appreciate you coming on at the last minute. We had a little snafu with the scheduled guest, so I appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate you inviting me.
No problem. And now, how long have you been blogging? Well, yours not really a blog. It's more of a site, right?
Yeah, I really don't consider myself a blogger, giving respect to bloggers. But I've been at it. My site's officially 1 year old as of this past March.
Really? Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Now, to sum up, people, describe what your site is.
Well, Dilby.com, and let me, I don't know how it sounds particularly over the internet, D as in dog, I as in Iliad, L as in long, B as in boy, and Y as in yes.com. You know, people get the letters kind of mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
But Dilby.com, how I would describe it, it's a news and content website. Now, some would describe it as a blog. It's basically a news. I update the news whenever something happens. Whenever it comes across the wire, I update it. But sometimes I have breaking news. Now, I'm not here to compete with Drudge. Actually, some people call my site the Drudge Assistant.
Really?
And that's when, if you look in the title, if you go to Dilby.com, you'll see Drudge Assistant, a little text I put over there. But nonetheless, it's a news and content blog. Some call it a news aggregator. I get news from different sources, and I try and get news from Western and non-Western sources. I try and get news from, I guess you could say, more conservative sites and more liberal sites, so we can all come together as one and also have a nice little chat box where people can discuss the news and they can rant and basically be candid about what's happening.
Yeah, because I'm on it right now, and you have the now. What's this about the Spain arrests 16 suspected Islamist militants, huh?
Yeah,
it just happened. Huh?
I can barely hear you. You keep going out.
On the site right now, it says Spain arrests 16 militants. Hello.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. I'm still here. Yeah, they arrested 16 suspected militants. It says the Spanish police arrested the militants past day. It says 11 of those arrested, and of course, this is coming from Voice of America News. It says 11 of those arrested are accused of having links to Zarqawi. He's the Al-Qaeda head in Iraq.
Wow.
So,
I mean,
yeah.
Well, he's got, I don't know what you call it. He's got tentacles all over the place, huh? He's in Spain.
You know, I was telling a friend the other day, I really love the 80s. Do you remember the 80s?
Oh, yes. I'm a student of the 80s.
For some reason, the 80s, it stands out because in the 80s, you didn't have to worry about terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
In the 80s, you felt secure. In the 80s, you left your door unlocked.
Yeah.
You left your car door unlocked.
That's right.
You didn't worry about what your purse or whatever, what not being stolen, your stereo being stolen. You didn't have to worry about, you know, all this port security and whatnot and the border. I love the 80s.
Yeah, well, I lived in Chicago. I you really had to watch your wallet in Chicago, and I had a duck a few times with the bullets flying by. But I like the unprotected sex part of it. That was the best part of the 80s, you know?
Yeah.
You could bang anybody you want, not worry about it, you know, until Rock Hudson showed up, you know?
Yeah.
So, and let me see. What's your background?
My background, well, I'm a University of Oklahoma junior MIS major, and I'm a real nerd, I guess you could say. I'm a big nerd, and I love news. I'm a news junkie, and I've been at it ever since I was 6 years old. So,
really?
I've been at this, and actually, I guess I can tell you, my last interview I had with Alan Combs from Fox News. I was on his radio show.
Oh, really?
And, it was a very short interview, and I didn't get to tell the listeners, but I guess I can tell your listeners. I might as well reveal who I am. You've heard of me before. I guess you could say my works have been in the news, but you didn't know it was me.
Really?
And I haven't been known as Dilby. This past year, I've been known as Dilby. But let me give you a brief synopsis of my website. As I told you, my website started last, I believe it was March, April, sometime last year. Dilby.com came to be known because of the Nicholas Burke beheading.
Oh, yeah.
Of the Nicholas Burke beheading. And a lot of people, they don't agree, especially Alan Combs, they don't agree with my tactics. But my news page, Dilby.com, is an unadulterated news. It's just news. Mm. It's uncensored. It's what you want to see.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I posted the Nick Burke beheading video on my news website, and that's when it got a lot of publicity.
Oh.
And, of course, I got tons of hate mail.
That's you?
Calls.
That was you?
That was me.
Wow, we got a true life celebrity.
And I'm not done.
Oh, no.
I'm not done, Sean.
All right, go ahead.
I hope I'm not taking too much
time. No, go ahead.
I want to know who I am. I'm going to reveal myself out there. But after the Nicholas Burke, the whole Kobe incident, where the lady accused Kobe Bryant of, sexually assault in Colorado, well, here I come again. Dilby.com, my site, and along with there was another site. I can't remember the name of the site, but we released the information, address, and picture of the lady that accused Kobe Bryant of sexually assaulting her. Now, initially,
wow.
I don't know if you remember on the news, we had the picture wrong.
Picture what?
We had the incorrect picture of the lady.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that happening in the news.
Yeah.
So we had the picture wrong, and we had the information correct address, correct address, correct name, number, and everything, but we had the correct picture. And so the lady, the wrong posted picture, her mother called me, and I had an interview with, I believe it was USA Today, and at first I relented, but I removed that.
Mm.
And also, it's interesting, you know, that you mentioned that Terri Schiavo with this coming, you know, with this being in the news and, the report.
Yeah, autopsy report.
Yeah, the report. Most recently, we had posted, I forgot the name. Do you know the name of the judge in that case?
Oh, of the Schiavo case? Oh, no. I remember that. Didn't they kick him out of his church and everything?
Yeah, well, he went into hiding, and it was nonetheless because of Dilby.com.
Oh.
Because we had posted his information and his address in a Google map.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know. Well, see, this is, people ask me time and time again, Dilby, what do you get out of this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a legitimate question. They said, what do you get out of this? Do you want traffic? And of course I want traffic. Mm-hmm. Do you want publicity? And this is, doing Dilby.com, it's a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's a hobby.
Yeah.
And if people enjoy it, then, you know, more power to myself. That's great that you enjoy it. I try, you know, here and there, everyone, you know, go to Dilby.com.
Mm-hmm.
But what I don't get anything out of it. I'm not expecting a huge surge of traffic. This is just something I do. It's something that people were doing Google searches for.
Yeah.
And so people were wanting that information, so I posted it.
Huh.
And so I posted his information and his phone number and whatnot, and that's when actually Alan Combs of Fox News contacted me about it and ranted and, basically, you know, so,
well, I mean, that's
Dilby, that's me. So.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I think it's a freedom of the press. I mean, if you don't like what's you know on the site in the paper, don't go to it. I mean,
I don't encourage violence against anyone. I these are extreme situations that I posted these names and these addresses of the accusers and people involved in the media, and I don't have a habit of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have some type of responsibility, but this is just what I do. And like I said, I list Drudge News. I list news from the AP, Reuters News Service, and news from different sources. And so I believe, you know, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Moderates, whatever you want to say, we can all come together on this site and we can discuss it.
Yeah. Well, I see the most startling news I'm seeing right now is Oprah declares she's a Zulu.
Yeah. She's a Zulu.
Yeah.
Apparently she's Zulu. I had to find that headline. I have so many links on here.
Really?
Yeah. She had announced during a recent visit to South Africa that she had a DNA test that had shown her to be a Zulu. And come to find out, I think she's a Zulu.
Oh. I think Oprah is more than a Zulu. She's N-U-T-S, I think, lately. You know, she's just going off on this stuff. You know, and Saturday Night Live has been knocking some wind out of her, too. I mean, you've been watching some of the skits they've been doing. You know.
They get
the cars and all that. So
yeah,
I used to intern for her in Chicago when she first started, and she was a nice lady, grounded. But I think ever since her show went national, she's gotten huge. I think it's all gone to her head. Have you got any complaints about your site being similar to Drudge at all?
Yeah.
Really?
And I'm glad that you mentioned that. Again, I can barely hear you. You're going out. I can hear you sometimes, but I can hear you. I'm going to answer that question.
All right.
Yeah, I get tons of complaints. People call me a copycatter, all types of names. You know, they come to the site and they try and spam it out, but, you know, I have people to take care of that. I've been called all types of things, whatever in the book I've been called. But you know what I have to say to my critics? You know, we live in a world of copy and paste.
Yeah.
And I live in America, and in America, it's legal to copy and paste. You know, I know, I understand the laws on, you know, copyright and infringement and things of that nature. All I can say is my site is like Drudge. The template is the same. The skeleton is the same. As you can see, they look the same, but I have a different mission. And so I believe that's what sets my site apart. If you can see, I have news links, and also I have streaming
video
links, and I have, you know, click this, maybe movie links and whatnot. And it's also adding reference desk and Drudge together. And I add, like I said, conservative news and liberal news and moderate news and whatnot. And so that's what I'm trying to bring these two. You know, our nation is polarized ever since the election, and you know, online. Trying to bring us together. So
yeah.
That's why I created Dilby.
And now, what's your plan for the future of Dilby? Are you going to keep going as it is, or are you going to, you know, where do you think you're going, like into row 5, going into 06 or 08? What do you think you're going to be doing with Dilby?
Well, you know, these types of sites like mine, these Drudge, these sites that mimic Drudge, you know, they tend to fizzle out, if that's what you're asking, you know, within 2 or 3 years because they don't have visitors. But I'm going to keep at it. I have loyal visitors, and hopefully pick up. I almost picked up a radio spot last year.
Really?
On the radio. It was an AM station in, I believe, Atlanta, but that didn't go through. But hopefully we can pick up a spot, and that's why I appreciate this interview.
No problem.
Can pick up a spot somewhere, and you know, hopefully get syndicated, and that would be great. But as far as Dilby is here to stay.
Very good.
And within the next few months, I'm going to upgrade the account because the traffic keeps increasing, you know, as news events happen. So hopefully we can do out there. And like I said, I'm not an anti-Drudge guy. If you can see one of the headlines on there, we have a headline of the Jackson accuser.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we have a headline. And that's from Drudge.
Oh, really?
And I give credit where it's due.
Yeah,
you can see the top of my site, it says original. And then it says DrudgeReport.com.
Yeah, it's about the kid. He's devastated. He's playing football with some chick there. Yeah, he's like, he's really devastated. It's like, he might be going to devastate her in a couple hours or something, huh?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I like the site, you know, a lot. I mean, I don't see any kind of a slant either way, which is nice. It's like a, you know, fair and balanced and fair. You know, like Drudge, he sticks his opinion in every once in a while. It's hard. Have you found that with the news? It's trying hard to get fact out of opinion.
Say that one more again.
With Drudge, like saying Drudge, he puts the headlines up, but he always like drops in his opinion. Now, do you find getting headlines to separate opinion from the news?
Yeah, he slants it. He does. He slants it to the right. A lot, and if you looked at his website over the past few months and over the past few years, you can tell that he slants it and that he does put his opinion within his website. Now, you know, me, myself, everyone's entitled to their opinion, mm-hmm. and, you know, I have my opinion about, you know, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, but, you know, when it comes to my website, you know, maybe I'll add a sarcastic remark at the top, mm-hmm. but as far as the full-blown news,
yeah.
it's moderate.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, where do you go for your news? I mean, do you watch the cable news channels, or do you go to you know, on the internet, or where do you get your news from?
I get most of my news from the internet,
really?
And as you can see, I have a lot of links mm-hmm. to other news organizations, news agencies, and news websites. You know, a lot. I get a lot of stuff from the AP. You know, I read it over before I post it. I get some from the Reuters News Service, and you know, just to balance it out, I have to get some from Fox News,
yeah.
and you know, from some of these other, I guess you could say, right-wing conservative websites and news agencies. And, you know, sometimes maybe it's a little bit imbalanced. Maybe I have a little bit of more. But, you know, if you check the next day, if you refresh on Dilby, there'll be news from the other side. And so I just try and keep a balance of news. If there's something about Bush, if he did a good job, I'll post it. Mm-hmm. If he's doing a horrible job, I'll post it.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I try and keep it in the middle. It's kind of hard. You know, yeah. people want to put you in a certain spot. They want to put you on the left or mm-hmm. the right. You know, we're a nation of three. I believe the last consensus we're a nation of 300 million people. And it comes to every 4 years, you basically 90% of our eligible voters have to pick to be a Democrat or a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just fed up with it. I'm disgusted with it. You know, we have people in the middle. We have people with different opinions. People that didn't agree with the war, but still. Voted for President Bush, you know, and vice versa mm-hmm. with John Kerry.
Yeah.
And so,
if you hear me, though. Can you hear me?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. So, I said hopefully Connected will give you some kind of plug because, you know, that's between that show and this show, we're about the only two to actually talk, you know, like news sites or blogs that are out there. I mean, I think it's a big niche that needs to be filled, you know?
Yeah, This is the age of the bloggers.
Exactly.
The age of the bloggers. We get all the good stories. Like I said, I don't consider myself a blogger myself.
No.
But, you know, I respect bloggers. They take their time. They take their precious time, you know, away from their families sometimes and away from their work,
yeah.
You know, to get the news story out there, to get the truth out there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I want to say thank you to the millions of bloggers
yeah. now,
either political side. So
yeah, well, I found that the Democratic leaning bloggers are more, I don't know what it is, because I've sent out invitations to a lot of Republican bloggers too, and the only ones I get response from are the Democratic ones, you know. So, I think they're more, I don't know what it is, the Democrat bloggers are more hungry than Republican ones. I'm not sure, but, you know, anyway.
I'm not sure. Honestly, I think the Democratic bloggers they're just hungry for some more anti-Bush press.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just hungry. I mean, this is what I have to say about it. And like I said, I don't really put my opinion on my site because I try and keep it moderate.
Mm.
But Bush won the election, and it's just time to get over it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with that, too. I mean, you know, there's nothing we could do now that's going to turn back the clock. You know, it's time to move ahead to 06 and 08. I mean, we're wasting a lot of time here. You know, it's like same thing, I don't know how up you are on the Reform Party, but, I mean, they're locked in these, you know, battles with the Federal Election Commission and all this business. I mean, my God, you know, if you're going to crank up for 06 and 08, you should let all that go and just focus on, you know, building your third party, if you're serious about it,
yeah.
You know. But now, what do you think about these newswire servers? What do you think of the AP and, you know, how do you think they're doing?
I think the AP slants a little to the left.
Hmm.
When I said earlier that I do get news from the AP
mm-hmm.
Quite often, and I have to be careful of what I post from the AP. The AP slants a little bit to the left.
Wow.
Reuters News Service, sometimes they can slant a lot to the left. And like I said, there are several. There are, you know, they're good sources, and it's really hard. You know, I go through all these, scour hundreds of news websites mm-hmm. every day, and you know, I try and balance these out. And you know, when you have a good 80 to 85% of them, and in my view, I feel as though that they're left, or a lot of them are support anti-Bush sentiment or anti-American sentiment. You know, it's kind of hard to put a balance between these websites. And say, for instance, you know, the more known conservative site, Fox News, I have to keep mentioning them because, you know, I have to mention them to you know, put a balance
yeah.
in the actual stories that I list on Dilby.com.
Yeah.
So, But there are some other ones. There are some other ones, and you know, they're few and far between. I can tell you that. You know, they're making headway. So as long as everyone keeps steadfast on the left and on the right, it makes my job easier.
Now, what news stories? This is a question from the chat. What news stories have you found get the most reaction on Dilby?
The Australian rescued. This Australian guy's rescued from Iraq. That one, and we also have some video. And also, of course, this Aruba case with this Dutch teen.
Yeah.
And
I don't know what's going on with her. I mean, you know, you almost have to say she's dead, but you know, where is she? You know what I mean?
You know, I don't. There's something I don't understand. This Dutch guy, what's his name? Vandersloot.
Something like that.
I believe that's his name is Vandersloot.
Yeah.
I don't know how to correctly pronounce it, but yeah. One of those three guys, they're withholding some information. You can tell their stories have changed. And, you know, I'd be lying to the police unless you did something. So, I don't see what's happening in Aruba, and the police really aren't cooperating.
No.
The FBI and the United States doing their own investigation. So
yeah, the police down there are horrible. I grant, they're trying to protect the tourism industry down there, but they're making it worse by dragging their heels in this thing. You know, and I don't want to throw more mud on this thing, but I think maybe those teens or that teen may have probably raped her, you know, in the heat of passion, and all of a sudden they got scared and he killed her. You know, I mean, you've heard that, you know, heard stories like that before.
Yeah, they
get a panic.
Date rape drug also.
Oh, yeah. They found a date rape drug. That's right.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Also, like I said, the Terry Schiavo case is getting a little bit of buzz on my website, and the Rubin case, and
Of course, the Michael Jackson
fiasco. Yeah, the Michael Jackson case.
You
know what's interesting? What I heard on the news the other day, Sean? The jurors, I believe one of the jurors said that they were for sure that Michael Jackson had committed, that Michael Jackson sexually molested this young boy, but the prosecution couldn't prove it.
Yeah, I heard that too.
I believe kids were molested, and you know, in the past, and another juror knew someone that knew someone, and there was another juror that actually has been in Neverland Ranch. So it didn't surprise me at all. You know, the world was looking for a guilty verdict, but it didn't surprise me at all.
No.
That Michael Jackson was found not guilty on all 10 charges.
No, it didn't surprise me at all. I mean, look at it. In California, you know, if you're a celebrity and you got a lot of money, you know, chances are you'll get off. You know.
Yeah, America, we're a forgiving culture. We're very forgiving.
I don't know.
We really are. We're a forgiving culture.
No, Martha Stewart's got to be spinning because Jackson was let off the hook. Beretta was let off the hook, and probably this nutcase in L.A. The record whatever his name is, he's gonna get let off the hook. Yet she gets tossed in the clink for insider trading. You know what I mean?
It's interesting that you mentioned Martha Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson never would have made it in New York.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he never, if this happened in New York, he'd be sitting behind jail right now.
Yeah, yeah. As I said before, I think if Martha Stewart is on trial anywhere else but New York, she would not have gone to prison.
Exactly. I agree with you 110% on that one.
But, and I see on your site that they're shopping a TV deal now. I mean, what's it going to be, a reality show or something they're going to do?
Yeah, they're shopping reality shows. God. You know, as you know, Michael is...
He's broke.
He has a lot of material assets.
Yeah.
And that makes him look rich.
No, he's
you
actually
know, if
not.
You drive a Mercedes or a BMW down the street, to society, you look rich.
Yeah.
But how much do you have in the bank account?
Yeah.
You know, how much do you have stored up? And, you know, Michael Jackson is hundreds of millions of dollars in debt.
Exactly. They said $237 million in debt.
Yeah, and he may have to sell the Beatles album.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
The collection.
Yeah, maybe he'll sell it to Paul McCartney where they belong in the first place.
Exactly.
You know?
And that brings in only, and I don't mean to diminish, because $10 million is a lot of money, especially to me, but the Beatles album, from what I heard, the Beatles album only brings in about $10 million a year, but he has hundreds of millions of dollars. He has lawyer fees up to $20 million that he has to pay off, and I believe that he owned a loan to Bank of America, and they sold that to a hedge fund.
Yeah.
So
he mortgaged Neverland Ranch to the hilt, too.
Yeah, you know. And so I think the only way that Michael Jackson can redeem himself is I think he should do the Live 8 concert and make a guest performance.
Yeah.
You know, somewhere in Europe, Philadelphia, you know, wherever they're holding the
well,
the performances. And so
I think if he's going to stand any chance of having a career.
And we can kind of see through things. You know, there's nothing illegal. There's definitely something strange about sleeping with young boys.
Mm.
It just does not look right.
Yeah.
And he should have learned his lesson from, I believe, back in 93 when he was accused.
Yeah.
But there's nothing illegal about sleeping with young boys. And I, like I said, I don't condone it. I'm not saying there's anything right about it, but it's just not safe. It's not a safe move, Michael. Get that through your head. I know he's not listening, but it's not the right thing to do if you want to prosper. So, and I don't think he's not on trial for sleeping with a young boy. It was for sexually molesting him, for giving alcohol to him.
Well, now he's got the perception of being like that, though. See, it's like Jerry Lee Lewis. You know, he married his like second cousin, and after the public that was revealed, you know, it took him 30 years to bring his career back. Who's that one guy? Roman Polanski. You know, he had sex with a 13-year-old. He's over in France. So Michael, you know, even though was found not guilty, you know, just the ick factor. You know, I mean, it's going to be hanging over Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And his attorney, Thomas Mesereau, said that he's going to be more careful about who he lets in his bed.
Maybe he should have Priscilla or Lisa Marie come back, you know?
Yeah.
Because he owns some of the Elvis music, too, I believe, when he married them.
Michael owns a lot of stuff. He has, like I said again, I don't want to, you know, just keep reiterating, but he has a lot of assets, but he doesn't have a lot of money.
Yeah, he's got a lot of money on paper, but he doesn't have any cash flow coming in.
Yeah,
so.
And he had a suit made for each day of the trial.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, so he's definitely outspending. Actually, he's spending more than he earns.
Yeah,
so, I'm a big fan of Michael Jackson, but you know, I have a.
I felt sorry for most of all of them was his mother, because she was there every day of the trial, and you know, it's got to be killing her to see her son go through that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the whole family. But I'm glad you mentioned the family. What's interesting about the family, you know, they were breathing a sigh of relief.
Mm.
You know, when Michael was proven innocent, given an innocent verdict on all 10 charges, because. That's where the family gets his money from.
Yeah.
Joe Jackson, he doesn't have a job.
No.
Jermaine, Tito, there's so many brothers and sisters. I don't know all of them. You know, the only one I can say the stable in her career is Janet.
Where's she been lately?
They milk Michael Jackson for money, for cars, and so.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully they'll get him to get his career back online, and they said may Trump.
I think he can make it in Vegas. I mean, he can go on tour, and I think he should go on tour with Usher. He's one of the brightest stars nowadays.
Usher, Michael Jackson, Usher.
Yeah, Michael Jackson and Usher.
Usher takes crazy.
I guess his wisdom and his style from Michael Jackson.
So. I don't know. I think he should go on tour. Diana Ross.
I don't know. She's
Usher or Michael.
Herself.
What? She's
Diana
mushed
Ross
up too.
Is not too stable. She's been arrested and not. I don't know.
I hope he gets his life together, and you know, for his mother's sake and his two kids, you know.
I hope little Blanket's okay.
Yeah. Well, they're gonna sue the daylights out of Sneddon in that county now. You know that he's gonna sue the hell out of them. You know. So I mean, there might be a settlement. Maybe the county would just settle with Michael Jackson and give him $20 million or something, huh?
Now, there's a question. Maybe you can answer this because I mean, I'm not big into legal and the law and whatnot, but. Can the accuser also still take him back to court, a civil lawsuit like they did O.J.?
Yeah, that's what they're saying today on Abrams' show, that the accuser could still drag him into, take him to civil court. But I don't know. I remember when it was first starting off, the accuser, they said that this isn't about money, and they had to have him on tape saying it. So they say they could trot that out and use that against him, you know. So, I think they'll probably get some lawyer that's going to want to say, hey, we can take him to civil court and sue him. But there's no money. You know, where are they going to get?
Money.
Yeah, it'd be like Goldman's father suing O.J., and then Goldman's still looking for the money.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, Dibley, we're going to have to let you go because we have our Galactica update coming. So, thank you for joining us.
Okay, I just want to plug my site one more time. It's www.dilby.com, D-I-L-B-Y.com, the Dilby News Monitor. I'm here 24 hours a day updating news.
All right. And Dilby, I thank you very much for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye. And that was Dilby from Dilby.com. I've been on it since I found out about it from the Moderate Voice blogger, Joe Gandelman. And it's pretty nice, a little website here. I said the news is like right in the middle there. It's not too slanted either way. And it's like a station. And they said, I think it's sometime in July, I believe. Anybody's in the chat room, let me know. And when at that, that the DVD of the first season is going to be coming out or not. And so this is from Koenig Rules from his update. And he says, here, we can also report that the majority of there's a poll at sci-fi.com and Ragnar Anchorage if they want to see the Living Legend reimagined. That's the one with Commander Kane, the original series with Lloyd Bridges. 81% at sci-fi. 81% said yes. Wait a minute. 81% said yes, they want to see Living Legend reimagined. And 96% at Ragnar Anchorage want to see Living Legend reimagined. And let's see what he says here. So if Ron Moore is visiting the boards, he will be getting favorable fan input about a possible Season 2 storyline, perhaps a two-parter in episodes 210 and 211, or even a story arc. So, I'm sure they'll do it, but how long are they going to keep those two ships on the show? You know, the show's called Battlestar Galactica, not Battlestar Bunch or something like that. You know, they're going to have six and six. I don't know. 3 and 3. And what else he's got? This is from also from Media Boulevard. Aaron Douglas praises Season 2 of Battlestar Galactica. Aaron Douglas had a number of complimentary things to say about some of the cast of Battlestar Galactica as well as the first episodes of Season 2. So, wait a minute. I should give numbers down. I don't know what the numbers are. If you're going to call in, it's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. If you want to call in with your opinion, who should be the female commander? Michael Hogan is one of the best things on the show. His work in Episode 2 is amazing. He is really a private guy of a really cool guy. A really good guy. Grace Park is a sweetheart and a good friend, and she really is a good person in life. Eddie Olmos is a riot to work with and a tremendously talented man. It is a thrill to get to work with him and just hang out and learn about life. I mean, everybody said that about Olmos, who's been on the show. That he's really a great guy. He's such a giving man, too. He does so much for the public welfare. I mean, he helped with the earthquake in L.A. He was there with the riots and all that BS was going on there. And then but he was involved with the hurricane relief in Florida during the Miami Vice business. So, and what else? And Aaron Douglas continues. He says, I really think that Season 2 will be even better than Season 1. Wow. And also, this is the big news from Koenig Rules. He said, Lucy Lawless, Xena, has been approached to play a recurring role on the new Battlestar Galactica. She'll play a CNN-style reporter named Anna. Spoiler alert, is that she is one of the two new Cylon models that will be introduced in Season 2. Wow. Xena, I wonder if she'll make that thing. She can throw that thing around? No? Remember you watched Xena? You ever watched Xena? Oh. I watched Xena. It was alright. Except when her and the other chick got into that lesbian stuff in the last couple seasons. I'm like, oh man, it ruined the whole show. The spoiler is that she's one of two sons. Contrary to reports from TV Guide and other sources, Lawless has not yet agreed to the part. She is considering it. Let's hope she does, as Lucy will really kick Colonia butt aboard the Galactica. Oh, she'll take it. Come on. I mean, what is she doing now anyway? She did that Tarzan show and that bombed. And it's all she's done. I mean, she'll take this role. I mean, if you don't think so, you're crazy.
No, she was just in a movie.
Oh, well, maybe I am crazy.
She played a mom. I don't remember what movie, but
it's just a steady paycheck for her. She has done nothing really since Xena.
No.
You know, so.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think she wants to do anything. She lives in New Zealand. Money. She has a family. You know.
I'd like to see her on Battlestar Galactica, though. That'd be kind of cool. And David Icke talks about Season 2 from the Sci-Fi Magazine, August issue. Icke says there are a number of surprises coming in the way of strange bedfellows. Uh-oh. We're going to see people on the same side of an issue we might not expect to see. I think you're going to see Sharon you've come to know on Caprica, working with Kara Thrace in a way that she's going to be—it's going to be very unexpected. So that's the Cylon. It's another Cylon boomer on Caprica, and she's the one that's a little more nicer, I think, because she got pregnant by what the hell's his name, and then so she, you know, she's carrying his baby. What else? David Icke. And you're going to see Lee and Laura in a relationship dynamic with Tom Zarek that I think is going to surprise a lot of people. Oh, I had a feeling they're Lee and Laura Roslin and Lee. I don't know. If Commander Dama survives the attack from the Season 1 finale, he may not be quite the same as we remember him. Hmm. I also look for Laura Roslin to face some major challenges. At the end of the day, Roslin's chief mission is to ensure the survival of the human race. That trumps everything else. Any deals she might make, any relationships she might personally have, and even certain core beliefs she might hold. We have an episode coming up in which Kara Thrace finds herself in a resistance hospital, and she may or may not make it. Ooh. And in the course of her trying to survive, we introduce a new Cylon, a brand new Cylon we haven't seen before, and we have an assassin in our midst who is not a Cylon. Wow, what's going on there? I mean, Kara, I hope they don't kill off Starbuck. I mean, that'd be horrible. I've heard rumors. I still hear rumors that she's going to go off and do the Bionic Woman. So we'll see if that's true or not. So, yeah, Sue says that a threesome of Lee and Laura and Zarek. Ugh. I definitely won't watch the show to go that way of a menage a trois or a relationship triangle, you know?
I heard a rumor that Lindsay Lohan might play the new Wonder Woman.
Really? Lindsay Lohan is Wonder Woman? That'd be pretty good.
No, because she's not developed yet. She doesn't have the hips.
Oh.
She has a chest, but she doesn't have the hips.
She has a rack, I mean. But, I mean, I like Starbuck to play Bionic Woman. She'd do that.
But,
she could carry that off.
I could see Xena playing
Bionic Woman? Or
no, Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah, she could do that. Because Linda Carter had dark hair. Yeah, I could buy that.
Have you seen Linda Carter? She's still smoking hot.
She is?
How old she is.
Really? She's got to be
in her 50s. I saw her on CNN last year. Someone was interviewing
Catherine
her.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is Wonder Woman. That's what... Oh, who said that? Sob said that. But, hell. And then... so I wonder, and I heard another rumor, about Galactica, that they're going to bring on, throughout the season, they're going to drop in cameo appearances by original cast members, the smaller ones. You're going to see, the actress that played Cassiopeia, she's going to be in a little cameo appearance. The kid that played Boxy, he's going to show up in a cameo appearance. So I don't know if that's true or not. That's what I heard. They're going to drop them in scenes during an episode. You're going to have to, catch them real quick, or you're going to miss it, and you have to, they're going to drop them in. So hopefully we won't see that damn dog in there, though. Hopefully they don't bring Muffet in there. So, but it should be interesting to see. I mean, it premieres in July, and I also know that once these 10 episodes are done, we're gonna have to wait. We in the United States will have to wait until January. The UK is gonna get the second 10 before us, so they're like going back and forth with us. Who gets the shows first? So we're getting the first 10 first, then the UK is gonna get them. And the second 10, the UK is going to get first, and we're going to have to wait until January to get the second 10 episodes. So, I don't know. And then we had the KR said last week that the new Battlestar, whatever it's going to be, I don't know, it's Pegasus or whatever it's going to be called, Celestra, no, we have a Celestra, whatever it's going to be called, that's going to show up at the last one, the second to the last or the last episode of the first 10, and that's going to leave as a cliffhanger. So do we know if it's going to get blown up in the end like it did in The Living Legend? So I don't know. And then it'll pick it up in the second part of the 10 episodes that air in January. So I have no idea. So we'll see where they're going to go with that. But it's exciting to know that the show's coming back and everybody's so excited about it. It's going to be, I think, getting back to Lucy Lawless, that could be why they're cutting off all these cast members to bring her on. Because if she comes on the show, she's not going to come on cheap. So, I think that's part of what they're doing. They're getting rid of Alosha and getting rid of Socinus and Crashdown, all these guys. I think because they're trying to get the salaries down so they can bring on somebody big like Lucy Lawless. So we'll see. Or maybe they're going to pay for these cameo appearances by the original cast members by getting rid of these secondary characters. So I don't know. So, but... anyway, and I think we're almost out of time, so I want to thank everybody for joining us. And it felt weird doing this update without KR here. So next week will be Ian Schwartz is going to come back. He is the political teen at thepoliticalteen.net. And hopefully we'll have some more news, and hopefully KR will be back to do the update. And so anyway, Saab Lofton is next with the Power Hour. And Sunday, I'll see you on Tap Out. Friday from 6 to 8 is Spankwagon, who also archived the show at spankwagon.net. And I forgot about the podcast. So anyway, the show's being podcast as well. And then after Spankwagon from 6 to 8 is King Hesh live in a living color, right, with his hair. And then Sunday's Tap Out. I think there's a pay-per-view coming up, too. It's Vengeance going to be here in Las Vegas. So we'll see who's going to be going to that. Anyway, Sean O'Mac, radio@yahoo.com, subject number 2, discussion.com. And we'll see you next Wednesday. Good night, and have a pleasant tomorrow.